Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly cloudy, some evening snow showers, a low of 8. A 9-year-old Waterford boy who collected money and toys for Children's Hospital was honored as a hometown hero by the State Assembly today. Representative Tom Weatherston says Vance Wilkes, while a patient at Children's, decided the hospital needed more toys. For the past 2 years, he's held a toy drive, raising $1,800 and gathering more than 1,000 toys. Weatherston says he hopes Vance continues his toy drives and prays he gets past any health issues of his own in the future, calling him a hero not only to his hometown, but also to the hundreds of kids whose stay at Children's Hospital has been made easier through the toys and games he helped collect. Only a handful of people from around the state receive the Hometown Hero Award each year. The Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission heard more about plans to turn historic old factory buildings into specialty housing geared at veterans near the Uptown area. During consideration of a proposal designating the old Walker Manufacturing Ajax building at 1520 Clark Street for the National Register of Historic Places. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Panel members were told by project officials that some of the work could begin in April. All 74 units have to be available for rent by the end of 2017. There will be some demolition to take place. Bricked up windows and entranceways will be opened up, and what used to be Blake Street through the complex will reappear. State and national approval of the original plans, those have been amended to create greater emphasis on the history of the buildings with their new use, and that will include landscaping of a more industrial character. Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
City of Racine residents and those east of I-94 in Racine County have a household hazardous waste program available to properly dispose of such items as cleaning products, fluorescent lights, rechargeable batteries, kerosene or adhesives and other glues, to name just a few. But with increased use comes a cost increase. During the City Finance and Personnel Committee meeting, Water and Wastewater Utility General Manager Keith Haas explained the annual cost is up 80 cents this year to $4.40. Even though the change is in the approved city budget this year, Haas noted any change to the original agreement with other communities still has to be formally approved.
Utility is not allowed to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with external villages. So when we have an amendment to that original agreement, we bring it back to the Common Council to authorize the mayor and city clerk to enter into an amendment for an increased rate for 2016 operating. So what we have before you tonight are several amendments to the outlying villages such as Elmwood Park, North Bay, Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Caledonia to orchestrate that change for 2016.
Quarterly bills for Racine residents from Water and Wastewater will reflect the change for household hazardous waste from 90 cents to $1.10. The liquor license for the famed Brat Stop Bar and Restaurant at I-94 and Highway 50 in Kenosha was on the line with the city's Licensing and Permit Committee because of some past problems, but the panel, after a three-hour hearing, voted 3-1 early this morning to list the business just below the threshold for triggering action under the points formula. Two citations for underage sales and a third for serving an intoxicated patron were kept on the record, while owner Jerry Rasmussen said changes were made to improve things.
I know that we've made some errors, but we've certainly attempted, and I believe that we've come forward with the main broad stop with an answer to the problem, as it has been almost 2 years since the citation.
Rasmussen said closing the Brat Stop, a $4 million a year business, for even 10 days would have a devastating impact on employees and customers. The committee's recommendation followed a 70-minute closed-door session. The full council next week will have the final say. A Kenosha man is facing charges after a search of his apartment by the Kenosha Drug Operations Group Monday turned up a large amount of marijuana. According to a news release, K-Dog seized bagged marijuana along with more than 50 young marijuana plants in the apartment in the 6700 block of 36th Avenue. 57-year-old Jim Mangan has been charged with four felony counts of delivery of marijuana within 1,000 feet of a park and one count of possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. Formal charges were filed today. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is being compared with some of the best research schools in the country. The school was elevated to that elite status on the 2015 Carnegie Classification of Institutions of Higher Education list. UWM is now in the same category as research giants Duke, Yale, and Johns Hopkins universities. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.